ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. Presented by Zadok Jewelers. KFNC and KFNC HD2, Mont Bellevue, Houston. Godfather of Houston sports radio, the preeminent NFL draft analyst. You found The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Hey, to follow up for a second, the person who listens, who said that she didn't know, she's like, she's a sports fan, she's an Aggie. She said, I didn't even know who the Texans quarterback was until this morning, until I was this day old when I found out who the Texans quarterback was. And then she goes, I'm a Cowboys fan. Oh, that's right. Because see, here's the thing. Cowboys fans think the world revolves around them.
Yeah.
So if it's not Dak Prescott, some overrated $36 million a year quarterback who can't line up a football at the end of a game, who tries to grab the football and forgets the rules,
yeah,
you don't know who he is. I mean, you know the quarterbacks who beat him. You'll know that. You know Jimmy Garoppolo.
Right.
You know that. You know who that is. The guy who also came with the 3 interceptions the next week. You know who Jimmy Garoppolo is. But you don't know
who anyone else
is.
Did she know who Deshaun Watson was and what he does?
She did, actually. She said she knew of him
and
based on some things
and stuff
that,
he did.
Things that happened. She said, speaking of Texans quarterbacks, I do know that Deshaun did this to this person's this without her consent, I guess. He's disgusting. Huh. I'm not arguing with you there.
Nope. You knew that.
See, you knew Deshaun at least.
Yep.
So that's cool, I guess.
Hey, the boys are going to be out at the Sugarland Space Cowboys today. It's the kicking off the second annual summer circuit today. At the home of the Sugarland Space Cowboys. The Wheelhouse will be broadcasting live. Get your tickets now and join them. Go to slspacecowboys.com. All summer long, you'll be able to register to win the grand prize. Weber Smokefire EX6 Wood Pellet Grill from Texas Star Grill Shop. And win a family getaway to Lafayette, the heart of Louisiana's Cajun and Creole country. The summer circuit broadcast is today from the home of the Sugarland Space Cowboys. There you go. The boys are on there. The boys were like...
Not the boys as in like Homelander and... Those guys
not
were
those boys.
No,
I call them the boys. The Wheelhouse.
Because the show, the boys,
they're the Wheelhouse boys.
A lot of people
boys.
Who explode. Let's just say that a lot.
Yeah,
like they, heads and whole lower torsos. Not that the boys.
I had to drop an F-bomb on them the other day. They were like,
on their air?
No, I texted them.
Oh, okay,
they threw a little F-bomb
about on. What?
Well, because they said, okay, what? They all had different answers of who they wanted. If one of the guys left and somebody to replace him, and they said me, and I said you, I'm not.
What does that mean? They'd want you to replace
them? Would want me to replace one of the guys that if one of them left, and I said I'm not doing that.
You should.
No, I'm not joining the afternoon team. I'm not doing afternoons. I did afternoons once, and it really put it. I had to play golf.
You're part
in
of
the morning,
house.
And it really.
I loved afternoons.
You did.
It was the best.
It was the worst.
It was the best.
I had to get up at 7 and I couldn't drink Coors Lights before.
I woke up whenever I wanted, and then I'm like, hey, I think I'll go work. I was in the best shape of my life. I was like, this is great. Well, let's go in. And me and Charlie, it was pretty boring. The Astros were terrible, and he tried to talk Astros every day, so that wasn't always great.
Well, the Texans are terrible, and we talk about them every day.
No, the Texans, this was in 12. So the Texans were actually a factor. They were actually a factor. So we talked, you know, we had Texans. We had Rockets. James is there. I mean, Rockets mm-hmm. were fine. But the summers were long. Charlie, as you know, has been known to take a vacation.
Oh, yeah.
So the summers, that. I was basically working.
I got called because I'm taking a day off. Next week, I was called Charlie.
Baby Charlie?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. So, yeah, suck it. God.
Okay. Well, so, I don't even remember what we're talking about here, but so the Wheelhouse wants you to come. Yeah, I didn't have a problem working afternoons. I thought it was fantastic. I got sleep.
You know, it's the worst.
I worked. I got home for dinner. Like,
I couldn't drink
fine.
While I was playing golf. Had to get up early, play golf, come in all. I had to go all home and sober. Shower. And all sober.
You're
right.
Telling on yourself.
Yeah.
Do you think you could... How do you do Lent? How do you it's make hard. It through Lent?
It's hard. But once you're not drinking at all, you get used to it.
Like a show?
But then as soon as Easter like comes, a show? Brother. Huh?
Well, you mean like an afternoon show? You can drink on the weekends like other humans do. What? You can drink after the show like other humans do.
No. That's so stupid to drink on. That's for amateurs.
It's so stupid not to drink at 1 o'clock?
Right. That's just,
you live a different life than most people anyway. I think we've established that.
Yeah. Well, guess what? That's what the life I want to live. My wife's like, hey, maybe you could find another job or you could do stuff. Or I was like, what? No, I'm not doing that. What?
Are you getting ready to quit?
You lost your mind?
Why are you even saying stuff like that?
Yeah.
Lance works two jobs. Maybe you could work two jobs.
That is the dumbest. That is the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
John will retire.
Yeah.
Before stepping out of this time slot. You ain't changing. You're not changing your pattern.
Oh, no. If they asked habits. Me to go to move. I did that once. I went afternoons with Sean Salisbury over on the sports map
side. I did it 1 year. That's only. Everything else has been.
I've worst.
Only done mornings other than 1 year. And that year, I was happier and more rested and best shaped, healthier. Like, hey, this is what it's like to get sleep.
No.
And to be able to remember things. This is weird.
That sucks. Never doing it.
Then I went back to zombie wake-ups at 4 in the morning. Like,
F off, I told him. It's 9:13 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. When we come back, RJ, you want us to spell something? Is that what you want? RJ wants us to spell. Okay.
Like spelling bee
stuff? Yeah, because the spelling bee was this week, right?
I saw the shootout they had.
Yeah.
Never seen that.
I've never seen that before either. It was weird.
They had penalty kicks. What are you going to do? These kids can spell everything.
Yeah.
So then you got to go, all right, we'll give you 40. It was like penalty kicks for spellers.
Right.
That's what it was.
So we'll do that on the other side right here. But now you got Simple Seats.
Simple Seats. We went to the game the other day. My wife loved the seats. So this is the thing. Because you can look at the views on Simple Seats, I got us, there's six of us, I got us upper deck seats right behind home plate, second row. Now, it's a little secret here. Those seats are awesome. You see the entire field. It's really a good seat. With Simple Seats, they want to make it so easy for you. If you want to go like I did and find your section and find a row and all that, that's great. They'll do that for you. There's no fees ever. It's whatever the price of the ticket is and the tax that goes with it, but they're not going to throw a fee on there ever. Now, if you want to use zone pricing, you tell them which zone that you want to sit in, and what they will do is they will lower the price and they'll pick the tickets for you. Now, you tell them how many tickets you want, but what happens is you'll get tickets in that zone. If you want lower bowl, you know, you want outfield, they'll do outfield. You want lower bowl tickets where you are between third and first base, they'll find that. If you want them outside of the third and first base, you know, all the way down the right field line or left field line, they'll find you tickets there, but they get to pick the tickets for you, so you end up saving money on each of the tickets. But I can promise you this. I've used them for World Series, for playoffs, for regular season games, and I can't find anyone that touches their prices. Simple Seats never has fees. And right now, when you use the promo code Lance10, they're going to take $10 off of your order of $50 or more the first time you make that order. So go to simpleseats.com. And order and do it right there off your phone. SimpleSeats.com. You can get your tickets with no fees. The best prices, the best seats, never any fees. SimpleSeats.com.
ESPN 97.5.
Hey guys, Joel Blank here for New Brakes. New Brakes is the best way to fix your brakes. Why do I say that? Because their prices are competitive with any brake shop in town. Because of the fact that they have certified technicians and all they do is brakes, so there's no upsell. And you save time because you don't have to wait in some brake shop waiting room for 2 hours to get your car done. They do it all and they do it for exactly the price you want. Check them out today at nubrakes.com. That's nubrakes.com. Mention ESPN 97.5, save 10%, and then see what all of our listeners have been finding out along the way. There's only one way to get your brakes done today, and that's nubrakes.com.
This is an important notice to consumers facing $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or other unsecured debt. You're not required to pay it all back because there are special programs now in effect that will significantly reduce the amount you will owe if you qualify. This is not bankruptcy or a debt consolidation loan. These programs, which the credit card companies like to keep secret, exist to aid American consumers struggling with overwhelming credit card debt by offering tremendous savings and real debt relief. Accredited Debt Relief has established a special hotline for you to call and learn what savings you qualify for. They've helped qualify consumers with over $1 billion in debt and are A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. So don't wait. Get the relief you need during these hard economic times. For this free information, call the Accredited Debt Relief Hotline now. Call 800-204-9400. 800-204-9400. That's 800-204-9400.
Now is a great time to compare Gentle Ben Vodka and Gin to your favorite. Hi, it's Jeremy Branham. Gentle Ben has the cleanest vodka and gin you will ever try, thanks to their Percedo purification process. You can get the complete Gentle Ben experience just like I did. Go see their beautiful tasting room in Alvin. Have a premium cocktail and take a tour to get a close-up look at this patented purification method. You'll find Gentle Ben Vodka and Gin at Total Wine, Specs, and other retailers. Learn more at gentleben.com.
You're listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show, The Bench with John Granato and Lance Zierlein on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. So, RJ has did you see the fast break spelling bee? You saw it? I didn't see it. I heard about it. But apparently they did penalty kicks for spelling bee. It just threw words at them real quick, and they had to spell them right now.
Promethean. Prymiatheon. Crondelosian. Chif lif. Chron. Crumble spark. Spark.
You got to do it like right now, right?
Just stinks them.
Did they give them a timer or what?
I don't know. It was. Do we have audio of? You can find audio of it. Can you let the listeners hear? Can you find that, RJ? Let's find the audio. I want you to hear it because it. I don't know if there's a timer. I just know that it was word, 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 and they're like, and the girl will go. Blah, 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 blah.
Did they get a winner out of it? Because before they had a name, how many kids? Remember when they tied?
It took forever. That's why they had to go penalty
kick.
When
they tied? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. They had ties. They didn't want to do ties anymore. This is what it sounds like.
Your first word is spielbone.
S-P-E-A-L-B-O-N-E.
Phreatophyte.
P-H-R-E-A-T-O-P-H-Y-T-E.
Guy-Diang.
G-A-Y-D-I-A-N-G.
Parison.
P-A-R-I-S-O-N.
Eximer.
E-X-E-I-M-E-R.
Tokia, Tokia.
T-O-Q-U-I-L-L-A.
Glocus.
G-L-O-C-H-I-S.
Apulma.
E-P-A-U-L-E-M-E-N-T.
Kara.
C-H-A-R-A.
Mayutic, Mayutic.
M-A-I-E-U-T-I-Z.
Calicothier.
C-H-A-L-I-C-O-T-H-E-R-E.
Teosinte.
T-E-O-S-I-N-T-E.
Cicerary.
S-I-S-C-E-R-A-R-Y.
Akari.
A-K-O-R-E.
This is truly astonishing to me. Like, I could sit and this is a weird thing where I could sit and listen to her spell. She's going so fast. You know, usually
country of origin, language of origin, what house did it come from? House.
How can you be
house,
that smart?
Hufflepuff. Okay.
Is she the greatest ever? Is she...
Used it in a sentence, please. Now it's just like word, bang, word, bang, word, bang.
It's the same girl. Wait, it's the same girl? She did all of those.
Oh, yeah. She's going rapid fire. Hit unpause.
Well, how could
still
she?
Going?
How could
it's still
she,
going here. Just listen to it. Watch this. Bang.
How could she lose? Did she had to be the champ, right? She was the champ.
Hit. Go ahead. Play it.
Akari.
A-K-O-R-E.
Buachal.
B-O-U-C-H-A-L.
Pause. Do you recognize any of these? Like, have you
I
heard
don't even
one
know what not word?
Word?
No,
not one word. I don't even think they're English words. One of them sounded like a Vietnamese word. Like, I from the
Well, one was dialect, a French word,
and obviously there's spell. I mean, that's obviously. I watched that. God, that spelling bee doc from the 2000s. That was incredible. Where these kids basically are forced to go learn languages, like, you know how little league parents are.
Yeah,
travel parent, baseball parent, and all that stuff. Oh no, there's a whole spelling bee parent that's just like that. You got to go to Latin class, to Latin tutors, then you go to tutors for French and all this, so that you learn all the root words, all the Latin, all this, all that. That's it. Is she still firing away in the background here? Turn it up. Turn the volume up.
Buchal.
B-O-U-C-H-A-L.
Saccharose.
S-A-C-C-H-A-R-O-S-E.
Talisi.
D-A-L-I-S-A-Y.
Vesicate.
V-E-S-I-C-A-T-E.
Semet.
S-E-M-E-T.
Chorepiscopus.
C-H-O-R-E-P-I-S-C-O-P-U-S.
Nipophia. Nyphophia.
How do you spell battery? I can't even go that fast. B-A-T-T-E-R-Y. I guess that's as fast as I can go. Aporapisterus. APIs, get people straight, people right. Whoa, you're going to screw up. Like, you got to slow down a little bit.
Oh, my God. Golly,
I could not finish. The best I could finish would probably be top 20 in a spelling bee. That's the best I could finish nationally. The best I could finish. So we don't know what the other kid did. I'm guessing it was timed, and you had to get as many in as possible. Right, RJ? Is that the deal?
So the deal was they had a minute 30. Yeah, they had a minute 30 to spell as many words as the guy was dishing out. So that's why she's also going like really fast as well.
I see.
Yeah.
And she was on a win streak. Like, I assume now I wonder if you miss one, does it stop?
I feel like that's probably how it would have went.
That should have been like, as soon as you miss one, you're out.
Yeah, I think that, well, no, actually, she was dinging the bell, I think, like as her like final answer. Or I think that there was somebody in the back dinging the bell like, oh, that's correct.
Yeah, the ding was correct, and she got all of them.
Yeah.
But I was wondering if she misspelled one, if she just could get to keep going to see how many she could get through in 90 seconds, or if as soon as you got one wrong, doesn't matter what the clock says, that's it. You got 7 in a row. Huh. Okay. Is there something,
he wanted us to do this.
You want us to spell? You have words for us?
I don't have, well, I have words for you guys, but okay. Instead of us doing, you know, the general hard words, how about we go difficult sports names?
Okay.
Yeah, we do that at our Christmas party every year, and that's how listeners.
It's not easy.
It's not easy.
All right, so we are going to go. Let's give ourselves a little bit of music here. Difficult sports names. I have a couple names here for you. The winner just wins and has bragging rights for the weekend. So, John, we'll start with you. He was a former Detroit Tiger. How was his first name spelled? Johnny Peralta. How did you spell
J-H-O-N-N-Y.
That is correct.
Ooh, good one.
1-0 right now. John, okay. I'll give an easy one to you, Lance. He was a former Angel. How did he spell his first name? Torrey Hunter.
T-O-R-I.
That is incorrect.
R-R-E-Y?
No, T-O-R-I-I.
Right.
Oh, it was incorrect. A double I. Double I. Oh, that's right.
I got him.
All right, so the score right now, 1-0, John.
You don't get a steal.
I stole it. I'm up 2-0.
No, it's 1-0 right now.
You keep score. Don't let him keep score.
Come on. 2-0.
All right. Punctuation will count in this one, John.
Punctuation. There's apostrophes.
This will count. And this is the only reason why I didn't give it to Lance, because I feel like Lance would know. He was a former Phoenix Sun.
I know.
Also a former New York Knick.
Yep.
Amare.
It is A'Mare.
That is incorrect. A-M-A-R'.
Ah. Damn it, Amare. That's
a hard one.
Okay, I will.
Do stop.
That would be probably equally as hard.
S-T-O-U-D.
Okay. Lance, his nickname in the MLB is Thor. Last name, Syndergaard.
Oh, God. That's a good one. S-Y-N-D. A-G-A-R-D?
Wrong.
What is it?
S-Y-N-D-E-R-G-A-A-R-D.
Oh, God.
So score still 1-0.
And you even said Syndergaard. Mm-hmm. Yep. I didn't know if that was like it, like a hint to me because you're reading it phonetically or not.
I'm trying. Okay.
I'm going to go by phonetics.
I'll give you this one. He is one of the greats in tennis, John Djokovic.
D-J-O-K-E-V-I-C.
It is incorrect. Oh. You were halfway there. D-J-O-K-O-V-I-C.
Oh, Djokovic. Yeah, Djokovic.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, I didn't have enough letters.
I like the way you spell it, though.
This is lost. It's an interesting way to say his name just
here
because
the
spelling alone. Actually, no. He's a former L.A. Angel. Sean Figgins. How did he spell his name? Sean.
Was it C-H-O-N?
That is incorrect.
That is incorrect again.
What is it?
1-0. Destroyed.
What is it?
2-0.
Get a chance to steal, but if you miss, you lose.
No. I'm not stealing.
You lose a point.
C-H-O-N-E.
Oh,
that's
Sean.
That's
right.
A half point.
That's Chone.
Tori
that's Con- right, Chone.
No, Tori Hunter was worth a half point for me and Sean Figgins.
All right, before I really get to like the really hard ones, I'll go a couple more here that are should be fairly easy. Johnny was a former Angel as well as New York Yankee. Give me the last name, how it is spelled, Teixeira.
Mark Ooh,
I can
Teixeira.
Steal this. I can steal this.
I do know this one. It is... God.
I'm going to steal it.
It is... I don't... T-E-C-H-E-R-R-A.
T-E-X-I-E-R-A.
Oh, T-E-X. That's right. I got it. T-E-X-I-E-R-A.
Both of you guys are incorrect.
But I got a half point on it, I bet.
It's T-E-I-X.
Oh.
E-I-R-A.
Who spells like that?
That's stupid.
What a dummy.
Listen, that's his family.
His family's so stupid.
Okay, now we're going to go with the hard ones. Here we go.
Oh, now we're getting the hard ones?
Yes. Lance.
Pick the possible ones.
Okay, this is good luck. Had one of like the craziest, like, well, one of like the nicer nicknames in the NBA.
Okay.
Wally World spells Zerbiak.
Oh.
I actually think I can do this. S-Z-E-R-B-I-A-K.
That is really close.
Sorry.
S-Z-C-Z-E-R-B-I-A-K.
Another half point.
So
I got 1.5.
Krzyzewski.
Well, see, I was...
You do it. That's too hard.
Yeah, that's way too hard.
We all know it starts with K.
Okay, how about this one?
Krzyzewski. K-R-Z-Y.
He's not asking you that when you're way behind.
He was a former Raider as well as former Eagle. John, your word.
Oh.
Asamoah. As in Namni, Asamoah.
I know this.
I do too. I'm a steal this.
A-S-O-M-E-H.
Ooh, no. Close, but no.
A-S-A-M-O-A-H or is it A-S-O-M-O-A-H?
So it's A-S-O-M-U-G-H-A.
Wait, that's Namdi Asamoah?
Yeah.
That's not Namdi.
It is.
That's how Namdi spells his last name?
Mm-hmm. That's stupid, too.
So there was a John Asamoah who spelled it the way I spelled it.
Okay, let me give...
This is why he flamed out after he left the Raiders.
Lance, this has to be a ground ball here.
Okay, please, I need
maybe
one.
Can you get one?
I don't want to short hop it like Jeremy Pena on a throw to first.
He came into the NBA rather late. He has his son that is balling for the Sacramento Kings in the NBA. Your word, Arvydas. Arvydas Sabonis. How did
he's not your Vidas. He's not my Vidas. He's our Vidas. A-R. So the Russian is A-R-V-Y-D-I-S.
Blitz!
Oh, is it A-S?
D-A-S.
T
T-A-S? Oh, because Russians don't have
You're
eyes.
Terrible at this. I win. I destroyed you.
Nothing.
Destroyed
Loser.
You.
Loser. One more.
Destroyed. No, it's over. That's it.
This Cedeno.
It's time.
C-E-D, in with a tilde.
Jaquiski Tart. T-A-R-T-T.
Now do Jaquiski.
Jaquiski is J-A-Q-I-S-K-I. Yep.
I'll give
you
one.
You didn't put
I'll
a U in there.
There is no U. J-A-Q-U-I-S-K-I.
You sure there's no Q in Jaquiski Tart?
J-A-Q-U.
You didn't say it the first time.
Yes, I did.
No, you said.
That's it. Jaquiski Tart. I win.
Okay.
Ding.
What'd you say? Say it again. Spell it.
J-A-Q-U-I-S-K-I.
Yeah, because you looked it up the other day. I remember you looking at it.
All right, let me just weird let me, please just for today because it's going to bother me if Lance doesn't get one right. Lance, please. This is one I wrote down. Shaquille.
Okay, S H A Q U I L L E.
Okay,
that's it.
Still lost. But
finally got one. I beat him 2-1.
Now I do NFL draft players.
No, we're done. That's it.
I can spell
those now
guys.
Talk about Craig. How do you spell
Tagovailoa?
How do you spell DeSerf?
You know how to do Tagovailoa?
Yeah, I do.
Go ahead. It starts T-A-G-O.
Tag. Oh, yeah, that's right. T-A-G-O. I don't care anymore. Okay. I can't stand him.
How do you spell DeSerf? D-E space. S-E-R-F, of the surf, of the people. I can't remember what the serfdom is, but I can tell you the Craig DeSerf has great vehicles, great prices. You know they have the brand new Buick. This is really cool to me. The brand new Buick, because we're looking at this for my son, Alec. They have the Buick Encore GX, which is a five-person, SUV, right? The smaller SUV. So this smaller version, the Buick Encore GX, it's just $199 for 2 years. You can get a 2-year lease for $199 a month. See dealer for complete details. This is a great opportunity for you to, you know, go to the grocery store. I mean, it's really functional for a variety of things. If you have a bigger family, you don't want that. A larger group of people. But if you're looking for an SUV that you still have the amount of space that you're looking for, but a little bit smaller and the price point is phenomenal, how about you look at the Buick Encore GX, just 2 years on the lease, and it's $199 a month. What a great opportunity to get into a brand new vehicle that runs great and that is just $199 a month. That's the type of lease opportunities that are available right now. It's not always about purchase. Sometimes you can get great lease deals, and they got a great one right now in the summer. Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC, you can check them online at LanceZCars.com. It's Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC in Angleton.
ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. Real fun sports.
At Boost Mobile, you get the power of the iPhone SE when you switch, which means the power to stream your favorite shows, download all the music, the power to FaceTime your ex.
It's over. Stop calling me.
On second thought, don't call your ex. Get an iPhone SE for just $19.99 when you switch, all on one of America's largest 5G networks. More power to save. Boost Mobile. Phone offer limited to new customers and one per line. Additional restrictions apply. 5G not available everywhere. See BoostMobile.com for details. And stop calling your ex. She doesn't want to hear from you anymore.
Friends, we all reach tipping points in life. The weight of a low-paying job, unpaid bills, a new family. You can't keep going. That's where My Computer Career can help. In just months, not years, they can help you start a new life as an IT pro, even without prior experience. Impossible? You learn online from home. And My Computer Career offers lifetime career services to help you find jobs with companies begging for IT pros. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation. It's not rocket science. It's mycomputercareer.edu.
For those of you unfamiliar with ranch water, it's a famous cocktail born from the ranches of West Texas. But don't let the name fool you. You don't have to be on a ranch to enjoy it. Made from 100% blue agave, refreshing seltzer, and lime juice, it's like a margarita, only smoother. It's the perfect anytime, anywhere beverage. Move over, shower beer. Carbach Ranch Water Hard Seltzer. born on the ranch, enjoyed just about everywhere.
It's hard to miss the new eye-catching digital billboard on wheels cruising around town. That's Running Boards Marketing. Running Boards Marketing is perfect for your birthday party, graduation, or other community events. Stream movies, live events, and even play the latest video games on a giant screen. Call 713-898-7839. That's 713-898-7839. And visit rbmwesthouston.com. rbmwesthouston.com.
Hey, it's time for me to talk about Jeff Aronoff over at Absolute Marble and Granite. That's what I'm talking about. Look, if you're looking for the best way to improve your home, that's what Jeff Aronoff does every single time. Not only your home, but your business as well. And you've got to do this, people. I'm telling you, if you've been 10, 15, 20 years and you haven't done anything, you haven't upgraded, you haven't remodeled, you haven't redone the tiles, you haven't redone the floors or the bathroom. I mean, your bathroom's gross. Okay, 20 years, are you stinking it up? Are you kidding me? And you're not going to do anything about it? That's gross. So if you're looking for a great way to change that vanity, to change those toilets, to change out that bathtub and shower, okay, make it nice. Let's go. Let's clean it up. All you got to do is call Jeff Aronoff, 713-880-2822. Do the outdoor. How about an outdoor kitchen? How about an outdoor patio? You got it all. At 713-880-2822. Jeff can come to your home. Big jobs only. There are plenty of jobs too small. Big jobs only. 713-880-2822 is Absolute Marble and Granite.
The Kings are on the air. This is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Zierlein on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
Destroyed, Lance, proving that I am the great speller.
He was 1-5.
What were you? Zero.
I was just right.
Zero.
I got half points.
You were terrible.
I got half points.
Worst speller ever. Spell this, okay? Gabagool. Spell Gabagool.
What do I spell?
Gabagool.
It's a C-A. Okay, so there's a spelling that people have. G-A-B-A-G-O-O-L.
All right.
It's how people spell it in memes. And then it's actually C-A-P-A. Wait, no. Yeah, the Italians aren't going to put an I in there. C-A-P-A-C-O-L-L-A?
O-L-A.
You
screwed that out. Screwed that up, too.
Okay.
Capicola. It's Gabagool. You going to bring the Gabagool? Yeah, I got the Gabagool. Yeah.
What do y'all get that from?
I have no idea where that came from.
Do you hear that when you were a kid?
Oh, yeah. Gabagool. So I thought that's what it was. And then when I saw it spelled, I was like, what is this? It looks like Gabagool. But it's spelled Capicola.
What is this? It's Gabagool.
It's Gabagool.
What?
Yeah. I don't know. So anyway, I was very impressive in the sports spelling bee. Okay. Went to a sports name spelling bee and a soccer match broke out. So this is our last segment before News of the Weird. We had OTAs this week and really nothing came out of it.
There was some interesting, we didn't get to the sound bites like Marlon Mack. I listened to what Marlon Mack had to say. I found
about
some
Damian
in
Pierce.
It. Yeah, he talked about that. He talked about where he was this year. You got to remember now, Marlon Mack. It wasn't that long ago that Marlon Mack was a pretty good running back for the Colts, but he, injuries kind of knocked him out, and then Jonathan Taylor finished him off. There was nothing he could do once JT took over there. But Marlon Mack, career-wise, he had a 1,000-yard season in 19. That wasn't that long ago. He had 247 carries. That's a workload. Remember that.
Lovie
Smith at the Combine. It's 3 years ago, but he's only played 7 games.
I know,
total.
But why do the Texans always pick up guys? David Johnson back in 16. Oh,
yeah,
he was really good, remember?
I would say this is different because I don't think that he is worn completely down like David Johnson was. You may be right. He had 2 years in a row. He had 195 carries for 908 yards and then 247 carries for 1,091, like 17 total touchdowns during that time, rushing the ball. His runs per yards per carry was 4.7 and 4.4. He caught it a little. He's not really a pass catcher. That's pretty good.
No, it's not bad.
The year after he got hurt, he had 4 carries before he got hurt, And the year after that, you know, 28 carries. He had Jonathan Taylor syndrome last year. So he only played in six games. He had injuries. This is one of those things that's not going to cost them hardly any money. And maybe they get a guy who still has plenty of tread left on the tire. He's got 567 career carries. That's not that much.
No.
He's had 100 just twice in 5 years.
Yeah.
I mean, can he stay available? I'll just tell you this. The reason I think Marlon Mack is interesting to keep an eye on is because he's 6 foot. He's listed 6'2", 210. He may be a little bigger than that. He's got some speed. He runs with physicality. And Lovie Smith at the Combine said, he used the phrase bell cow back. Well, bell cow back means a guy that you can saddle up and get to the 20 carry mark if you need to. And Marlon Mack has been that in the past. We'll see if he could potentially be that this year. I don't think the rookie Damian Pierce will be that. And I know Rex Burkhardt's not that. So I would keep Burkhead. So I would keep an eye on Marlon Mack for you fantasy football guys out there. Problem is I don't see him playing third down, so that takes a tremendous amount of value away from that's going to be Burkhead's
case. I guess that's Burkhead. Where does Pierce fit in?
I think Pierce is the second back. So he'll get
Short yardage back?
I think he'll get his 7 carries a game, something like that. Ain't gonna be a ton. Marlon Mack.
Give the kid more. Let's see what he can do.
Well, how many carries are you gonna have in a game?
Is when you find out. You're not gonna be very good. This is when you find out what you got in the guy. Especially what was he? Third round?
Fourth round. He had like 100 carries, but I don't know why. He was way too talented to have that few carries. How many carries a game do you think? I don't know the answer. I'm looking it up right now. How many carries a game do you think the Texans averaged last year?
How many times did they run the ball last year?
Well, rushing attempts. Yeah.
Yeah.
Rushing attempts in the league, they were 23rd in the league in rushing attempts. So they had 420 rushing attempts.
They couldn't run the ball. So those two things together would add up to you suck.
Well, you'd think that they wouldn't be 23rd in the league in rush attempts. You'd think they'd actually be
last.
Like 28th.
Yeah.
Because they always had, but they tried to keep it tight. Yeah, they tried to keep it tight. They tried to run the football. I think on a per game basis, so if you took 420 divided by, last year was a 16 game schedule?
17.
Oh, last year was 17. Took 420 and divided by 17. Let me get my little calculator out because I don't want to make it quick. You're looking at about 24 carries a game. 24.7. Let's get it all the way up to 26 this year. So let's go to 26 carries. If you go to 26 carries, you're probably going to say, okay, Burkhead is going to get 3. Now, I think he'll actually be higher for
he'll
Burkhead
probably get 4.
Start. Yeah, okay, let's say 4 for Burkhead out of the 25.
Yeah.
So now we're in 19 carries. I would say 13 for Mac. So now we're at 23. That would leave Pierce with 3. You see how quickly the carries go away? They only average 24.7. Let's say they average 20. Let's say they average 28 carries. Let's go 3 for Burkhead. So now we got 25 to dole out. We'll go 14 in one direction. Well, now you're more like Pierce with 10. So what I'm saying is when you do the math on this, I do believe all three of those running backs are going to be active. I think all three are not just active, but I mean active in terms of on the field. So Burkhead, no doubt to me, is going to be the third down wide receiver, although I will tell you Pierce will block a little bit. So I wouldn't just completely rule out Damian Pierce, but a rookie's probably not going to be trying to protect a young quarterback. So Pierce won't be on the field early in the season. But I think he'll get 3 or 4 carries, and eventually he'll either cut into some of Marlon Mack's carries, or Marlon Mack is going to have more carries than people think. It's going to be one of those two, or Burkhead is. You know, do you think Lovie Smith has any fear of giving a ball to a veteran running back?
No.
I don't.
No.
Burkhart's the kind of guy who can go get you. You need 10 carries in a game. Burkhead. I keep thinking of Eric Burkhart. Rex Burkhead, that's Kyler Murray's agent. Rex Burkhead could be 8 carries a game. And it could be 16 for Marlon Mack and Damian Pierce gets 4. I think the season starts off more like that. But somebody's got to get carries. They're not doing 25 carries a game. They're going to be higher this year,
yep.
I think. So who gets those carries? I'm just telling you, Marlon Mack is a guy you need to be paying attention
and
to.
And if Pierce shows well early on, the more he'll get, that he'll be able to trust him. Hold on to the football, break tackles.
Hold on to the football.
He's going to have to break tackles. Listen, Marlon Mack can't break tackles, Marlon Mack ain't getting 15 carries.
If I remember correctly, he was pretty good at not fumbling.
Yeah.
Damian Pierce, which is
He was very good at breaking tackles, something they're going to have to have. We're done. Well, we got News of the Weird coming your way next right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. But the ceiling is the roof, I think.
Well, AO1 Roofing is the roof, and that's the ones who are building the roof. 713-715-ROOF. What's going on with your roof? Do you know? When's the last time you had it checked out? How old is your roof? Is your roof 15, 16 years old? Uh-oh. Your homeowner's insurance is going to start to, and they may not even tell you this, if your homeowner's insurance went up this year, we always talk about this with TGS, but one of the things that they'll look at is your roof and the age of your roof. And sometime when you go even through TGS and you're looking for a new homeowner's insurance, one of the first things they ask about is your roof. How old is your roof? Some of you out there may have roofs that are over 20 years old. You need to get them looked at, because if your roofs are diminished, they are more likely to take on water whenever the hurricane comes. Because once that wind starts lifting, you know, once it starts lifting shingles around and pushing water inside the roof, you're going to start having water collect in your ceiling, in your walls, and sometimes you start having big issues on the floor as well. They don't cut corners at AO1 Roofing, but they are an affordable roofing company. They're going to do the decking the way it's supposed to be done. The shingles, the nails, everything they do is built so that you get a great quality roof. And right now, when you go through AO1 Roofing, they are going to, on a re-roof, on a brand new re-roof, they're going to give you a 4,500-watt generator absolutely free while supplies last. So you really need to look into it right now. Call 713-715-ROOF. That's 713-715-ROOF, a free 4,500-watt generator when you get re-roofed with AO1 Roofing.
My name is Stephen A. Smith, and you're listening to 98.7.
Wait, what?
I said 98.7, that's my show.
Let's try this one more time, okay?
My name is Stephen A. Smith, and you're listening to 97.5 FM.
Welcome to Allstate, where saving on your auto insurance is kind of like a joyride. You, your car, and an open road. Maybe your best friend, too. The music is chill, and so is the traffic. You and your friend both look over at each other, and then he puts his head back out the window. Allstate. Here, better protection costs a whole lot less. You're in good hands with Allstate. Click, call, or visit allstate.com to save today.
Allstate and affiliates offer products and services subject to availability, terms, and conditions.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Starting trouble. No one likes that. We'll get you set up for some stronger starts. You might just need a fresh charge, and we'll take care of that free of charge. But if it is time for a new battery, we've got replacement batteries that'll fit your needs, starting at just $69.99. You can learn more about our battery selection at AutoZone.com. That's what makes us America's number one battery destination.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Claim based on data from the NPD Group 2021.
Hey guys, stop looking all over the place for high-quality windows and siding at an affordable price. I found it for you at Allstate Windows and Siding. They're family-run for generations. They're a name you can trust, and they can take care of you with home or virtual appointments. Right now, they have 25% off windows, or buy 10 windows, get 2 windows free. They also have $2,000 off of complete siding jobs available for you right now. AllstateSidingAndWindows.com, AllstateSidingAndWindows.com. Call 832-204-1936.
Hey guys, Joel Blank here. Let me tell you about my friends at New Breaks. It's a great concept. It's like going grocery shopping, but instead of blowing an hour, all you do is make the appointment. They come to you. They do what they do. You do whatever you're doing, lifting weights, you're drinking a beer, you're watching a game, or you're at work, and they take care of everything, and you don't have to lift a finger. All they do is breaks, and they do it better than anybody else. And all you do is go to nubreaks.com and mention ESPN 97.5, save 10%, and see what I found out when they came to my job and did what they did. New Breaks is the new way to do your breaks today.
Jeremy Branham here for Gentle Bend Spirits, and being joined by founder owner Ricky Ford of Gentle Bend Spirits. I've been saying that I'm a Gentle Bend man now, and I truly believe that. How many people that you've had take that taste test, they're all in. They're Gentle Bend people now.
Jeremy, every time I compare it to their favorite or their go-to, it blows me away how many people say that's incredible.
What are a couple of the reasons why?
I think it all goes back to the amount of the offensive burn. You know, distilled spirits come with an edge. We have managed to create a technology that pushes that to the back. people don't really like Pawpaw's whiskey anymore. They don't like that burn up front. They want to be able to enjoy it. So we unmask the underlying flavors, bring forward those flavors, minimize the burn, and make it a much more palatable spirit.
You can find Gentlemen Spirits at Total Wine and Specs. If they don't have it, demand it. Check out their tasting room in Alvin and check them out online at gentlebend.com. Gentle Bend, the union of tradition and invention.
Isn't it weird?
This is so weird.
Time now for News of the Weird on the Bench.
Boy, what the hell's wrong with you?
Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Lance, were you one of those kids that you always had, when it was cold out, you had a snot?
No, but no. I mean, I'm familiar. I remember when Jeff Fisher in a playoff game had frozen snot in his mustache.
You know what he needed? Smittens. Because they wipe their mittens that wipe the snot. Do you want?
They're called snittens.
They're called snittens. Do you want snittens?
It's not a bad. I mean, I've never heard of anyone inventing that.
Yeah.
That's
they're gloves that wipe the snot off.
So a lot of times I joke that I wish I had invented the iPad,
right,
or Netflix or whatever. But I could invent snittens.
Snittens, you.
That's actually something I could have invented.
Yeah,
I don't think it's gonna work, but. I mean, people do it anyway. They just wipe their snot on gloves.
But it absorbs. These absorb the snot.
They're made for it.
And they're made just
and then
for
they
you to
absorb it. And then
they just stay
well,
there.
It's not going to absorb. It's mucusy. It's just going to freeze on your gloves. And then you'll be snot gloves.
You'll be snittens.
Oh, look at little Johnny snot gloves over there. And then you get made fun of.
Bad news for a retired Edmonton lawyer who campaigned against child abuse.
No.
Against child abuse education.
Wait, he campaigned.
He's he campaigned against child abuse education.
Who?
Well, he was given 14 years for molesting his own children.
Way to go!
Nice,
way to go,
nice guy.
Nice
good guy.
Job.
All around good guy. Yeah, that guy. There was a goodie bag given out. Oh, promoting U.S. industry. Goodie bag. That's smart, right? To promote U.S. industry.
Who was it given to?
Well, it's not who it was given to. It's a swag bag given out by the American Chamber of Commerce. But it did have something in it that was made in China. Not the...
Well
not
done, boys.
Exactly. Shelbyville, man. Shelbyville, Indiana. You know where Shelbyville, Indiana
is?
Actually,
yeah. I do, I think.
I don't think it's far from...
It's not far from Indianapolis.
They caught a catfish with an adult toy... in the stomach. Would you like to be served a meal, catfish meal, with a catfish that
none
had
of that sounds good.
An adult toy in it?
You got catfished. What do you mean? Well, it's an actual catfish
with a Bilbo in it.
With a big bomber in it. Like, no thanks.
Yeah. Here's a way.
Well, what if you get whole fish, right? Where they fry the whole fish.
Yeah.
And then you start clawing it open. They cut it open
and
like, we need to refire table 26. Why? What's wrong with the fish? He's still doing it.
Got this.
He has refire 26, please.
Do you get to take it home? Do you get to take it home with you and use it?
Could I have a to-go box, please?
Have you ever been pulled over by the cops?
Yep.
For speeding?
Yep.
Have you ever called 911 to complain about it?
Never.
The guy, while he was being pulled over, called police to tell them that he was pissed off that he got pulled over for getting...
Come get your people!
Yeah. Geico had to pay $5.2 million to a woman.
I'd like to know more about how this happened.
Well, she caught an STD in a car.
But how is that Geico's fault?
They're the insurance company. If you get injured in their car, you have to pay.
It's not their car.
Well, it was...
They're just insuring you.
Yep, they're insuring you. Apparently, the driver knew. And Geico has to pay $5.2 million because she got an STD.
What now?
I mean, talk about a dumb system.
That's not great.
That is. No wonder insurance is so
expensive.
I've
got one for you. Uh-huh. This is a real one. Okay. Umpire Angel Hernandez alleged in a legal filing that Major League Baseball manipulated its internal umpiring metrics to disadvantage minorities, thereby excluding them from becoming crew chiefs. So what Angel's saying is this is an elaborate ruse by Major League Baseball to fudge the numbers so no minorities could ever be crew chief.
Or Angel, you just really, really, really suck at your job. I don't know anyone that sucks at their job like Angel Drill.
They could be both, but I know one's for. I know one is a fact.
I know that Vanessa and Galan are next right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Y'all have a great weekend,
but first,
everybody.
What do you want me to talk about?
Well, first, Lance should talk about.
You tell me. I can't hear in this headphone.
Well, I QC can tell Kinetic. You here.
Oh, QC Kinetics. QC Good. Kinetics. I'm glad. So, I have a friend of mine who went there recently. He has an issue with his back. And one of the things they said was, okay, yeah, this is going to be an issue that is going to be degenerative, and you need to get this worked on right away. You need to have this. We need to get started right away on this, because some of you out there have pain that you've just lived with. It can be in your shoulder, your knee, your back, and you just say, oh, your hip. You just say, well, I guess that's just the way it's going to be. It doesn't have to be like that. They have all-natural regenerative and restorative therapies that will work on the tissues in your body. And what it does is it helps to basically rebuild them and restore them back to where they need to be, so that you don't have those pain, that pain, that consistent chronic pain. And this is great. How about the fact that you don't have to have surgery, steroid shots, or even downtime? That's the difference the restorative, all-natural biotherapies can make for you. And QC Kinetics are the experts in that field, and they're right here in Houston waiting for you. Give them a call today, 713-913-5285. That's 713-913-5285. That's QC Kinetics.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Administration of employee benefits is a hassle. Let HRNP eliminate those burdens and save you money. Visit HRP.net today.